This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. It's a live Saturday night edition. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. We've been talking about the, what does talk radio do? We're talking about the presidential run here. It's getting rather close.
Theater, depending on your point of view.
Yes, theater. I mean, you know, certainly I don't have a favorite actor in this one.
Me either.
But I wonder to myself, are the Republicans going to go to a brokered convention, or is Trump going to manage to get to that magic 1237? I don't know the answer to this. It seems like the recent allegations that Cruz has is like juggling, I don't know, a baker's dozen of philandering women. I have no idea what's going on here.
Yeah, he's good.
I know that the National Enquirer tends not to be wrong on these issues.
Yeah.
And
they have that history. They've done a very good job of fact-checking before they go after the big guys.
If this was the Weekly World News and we were talking about Bat Boy...
I was just going
to
say that.
I wouldn't go for it. But I do tend to... They broke a lot of stories. John Edwards wishes they hadn't got a hold of him.
And like I said, particularly that other news organizations have said that jives with the name that we've heard, too. You know, so there may definitely be something behind this, but the question is does that corrode the evangelical vote so much? That's almost a moot point because Trump is winning in evangelical states too. So I don't know if it
helps.
He was
at Liberty University talking about Corinthians. John calling in from Albuquerque. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I wanted to say that I think the best thing that can come out of this election is possibly the rise of a third party candidate. They did a poll. I saw a poll that basically put Gary Johnson actually at about 11%.
Yeah, I saw that same poll. Now,
me too.
I'd like to point out that it's gotten much harder. Ross Perot scared the pants off of the establishment duopoly out there years ago, and it is remarkably difficult to just sort of hop in and run as an independent.
Oh, yeah.
You have to be on the ballot. Many of these places, their balloting's done. You have to get a huge amount of signatures to get on the ballot. They want you to get tens of thousands, in some cases hundreds of thousands of signatures, and then they're going to toss half of those signatures out. So it pretty much has to be a Republican, a Democrat, or a green, maybe. Like, they might have enough states to pass somebody through, and then the Libertarian certainly has enough states. Now, we don't know who it's going to be, but last year it was Gary Johnson, who was the two-time Republican governor of the state of New Mexico. He vetoed more bills than any other governor has in U.S. history.
And for that, I respect him.
Right. If you want a small government candidate, Gary Johnson is a really good choice. I think it's kind of amusing that the for a time there was the front runner of the Democrats was a socialist, the front runner of the Republicans still looks like a Democrat, and the front runner for the Libertarians is a Republican. I think it's a strange season.
Well, it is a shirt. But the thing, I think, though, you're right, Ross. I think, Ross Perot kind of shot himself in the foot with his vice presidential pick, and then
ninjas.
He started talking crazy about the CIA, I think, sabotaging his daughter's wedding. But
who knows?
I think, but maybe they did. Who knows? But nonetheless, I think in this go around, you have people that are clearly dissatisfied across the board with last time you had incumbents that was coming off the Desert Storm, that, you know, was pretty popular there, and you had Clinton, who was a fairly moderate guy. You know, those were tough candidates to work around nonetheless. You don't have that now. So I think if anything, though, you know, you have also millennials and even Generation Xers and you know, a lot of baby boomers, too, that are really thinking this might be the time to go behind a third-party candidate and get some more recognition. I think you're right. I'm not saying he would win. I don't think he'd have a chance in hell of winning.
But the vote count for a libertarian is important, for libertarians important, because oftentimes the states will count how many votes the presidential candidate got, and they'll make assumptions based on that. They'll let them be in the they'll let them be in the debates. They'll let them be on the ballot. They don't have to do all the petitioning. So to me, I think the only way you can make your vote count in America is to vote for a third party. And for me, I'm going to, in all likelihood, vote for the Libertarian. Now, Gary Johnson doesn't have it lined up at this point, but he did. This poll came out specifically about him, but he could be. It's possible. There's a few other candidates running against him. One of our co-hosts, Daryl W. Perry, is running against him for the Libertarian nomination.
And has debated him a couple times. I think. If I were to look at the American public and they're so fed up with the duopoly, the choice of two happens to be the magic number, and we can only have two choices, Coke or Pepsi, I would love to see more people get involved in overturning ballot access laws and getting freeing that stuff up. You know, the problem is who decides going to be on the ballot is Republicans and Democrats, and they both know what they want. That's it.
Hey, John, I do appreciate the call. Thanks so much. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Sean calling in from Montana. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Jim, I agree with you. Maybe I have to change my speaking. Instead of saying I don't have a dog in the fight, I should say an actor in the theater. That was awesome. But to go back to something you guys were talking about a little bit earlier about the Trump comment about spilling the beans.
Yes.
I don't think the sex scandal with Cruz and the beans are related. To me, I don't, like I said, I don't have a dog in the fight, but I still am the kind of a person who, like, tries to dig in and research like I used to, you know. And what I think he's talking about is what's already in plain sight to people that research, but not to people who watch the debates or the TV news. Heidi Cruz has built her whole career working on everything that Cruz is campaigning against.
Very yeah, like true. Goldman Sachs and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, and being employed by Condoleezza Rice, she's been a Busher career, you know. She's, like, worked on a lot of their big things, and one of your callers also already commented about the North American Union and stuff like that. I mean, she's a total insider, so is he. His whole career he's been a government employee, so who are they fooling?
Those were the beans, I think. Yeah, yeah, and that's legitimate criticism.
I wonder about this.
For the beans, I think so.
It could be, Sean. And I'm not. I'm saying I agree mostly with what you're saying, but I am a guy whose wife, has her own opinions when it comes to the election. There have been times when we've voted. Our votes have canceled each other out. Like we often will vote, absentee. So I'll see her ballot.
I mailed it.
And I'm like, oh, really, really. and she feels the same way. So I guess the people can be in the house. People can love each other, can share a life with each other, can cook food together, raise a family together, and still disagree on sort of some which one of these unsavory politicians should be in the highest office in the land.
Well, I think it's different than I look at the Heidi and Ted. Marriage, and I'm not going to make any assumptions that it's not a real marriage. They've got kids, so on and so on. But this so reminds me of Bill and Hillary. You know, it seems to me like you might be getting a Yeah, you may be getting a power couple. You may be getting a team there.
It was done for centuries in Europe, right?
Sure.
I mean, these kings and queens, and you know, the king could do whatever he wanted. And I assume the queen, maybe the queen had that kind of freedom too. Maybe she didn't. I don't know the answer. The kings and queens, and you know, there would all be all these illegitimate children. It was a mess. Who knows? Sean, thank you for the call.
All right, awesome. Have a good night, guys.
Thanks
so much. 855-450-3733. I still want to know what's going to happen. Is Trump going to be the nominee with 1237 or not? 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. Or is it going to be a brokered convention?
Oh, brokered, I hope.
855-450-FREE.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, coming to you live this Saturday at the weekend edition. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
You can give us the call and talk about anything you want. We've been talking about the presidential campaign thing. Those that would rule you, those that wish to wield the ring of power, they will do it with meekness, with humility. With an even hand.
I'm sorry, Mark. I just can't keep a straight face.
Honesty and goodness, kindness and bravery. The fruits of the spirit. They will be so much better than leaders that have come before them.
Yeah.
They'll make America great again, which is great now, or something. Regardless, it's all very interesting to watch. Your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. I have asked sort of people to explain the path, what's going to happen, sort of the path to victory here, because it seems like pretty much only Trump has it. The only one who can get 1237 is Trump. Now, will he is sort of a different question. If it goes to a brokered convention, I feel like those in the party will, I think that they may undermine him anyway, but if he doesn't get the 1237, that they most certainly will.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't know. I mean, numerically, what do we have out there? We have 944 delegates still available on the Republican side.
Cruz isn't eliminated, but some big news just came out from the National Enquirer. If they were attempting to destroy his campaign, they might should have waited a couple of weeks, because it's going to be, you know, the next race is in very early April the 3rd, North Dakota,
yeah.
Wisconsin, April the 5th, and then New York, April the 19th. Now, after Cruz goes and calls, you know, says those darn New Yorkers and Trump's from New York, it seems like those 95 delegates are probably going to go to Trump. I don't have the information here if that's a winner take all, but I think I recall that it is. I could be wrong.
Cruz is getting to that point where he's got to sweep everything.
He doesn't seem to have that momentum.
No,
and it looks like he's running on a flat tire now.
Yeah.
Let's go to Gary calling in from Duluth, Minnesota. Gary, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for taking my call. I listened to you earlier and talked about a third party. Let's not forget that we actually will have an independent candidate if Bernie Sanders wins, because he's only running under Democrat, so he can get into the race. So if you listen to the man, he's got a lot of smart ideas, and they call him a socialist, but we do live in a country that has socialist programs. And any country that collects your tax dollars and pays for military, infrastructure, schools, Medicare, Social Security, those are all socialist programs.
Yeah, I'd like to point this out to anybody out there. This is that any government is a socialist government.
Sure.
It is forcing the redistribution of your wealth. It is claiming to own the means of production.
It's a question of scale.
Let me explain the means of production real quick. So the ultimate means of production, I believe there are two. The things that come from the earth, so trees and stuff mined and water, things like that. And then there's the land, and then there's human labor. They tax, in the United States, they tax both of these.
Yep.
If you can tax something, it's yours. You own it. A landlord charges rent because he owns the place. If I come to your house and say, you're going to give me some money for living here, I'm either your landlord or the government.
You're right.
But I repeat myself, because the government is your landlord. Ultimately, they own the property. If you don't pay their rent, I mean property taxes, they will take that property from you. They own the means of production. They are a socialist organization. All governments are socialist organizations. As a libertarian, I stand against socialism. However, there's some things about Bernie Sanders I like, and I have endorsed him for the Democratic nomination. Bernie Sanders is not going to attack too many foreign nations. Hillary Clinton is a warmonger.
Yes.
She is all about that. Bernie Sanders is going to have to deal with a Republican House, and he's not going to get anything through. But then again, neither is Hillary Clinton. So,
and I would argue that Donald Trump may not, and Ted Cruz may not either.
This is my statement to anybody out there who's going to be voting in the Democratic primary, is that if you're for peace, if you believe that trade
and kindness go farther than bullets and bombs, you should vote for Bernie Sanders because he's going to do better there. Now, I couldn't vote in the Democratic.
Go ahead. Let's not forget that if Trump gets in and the Republican Party crashes or Trump's on the ticket, he's going to wipe out a lot of people on the downside of the ticket. So the next person in the Oval Office might have a little bit more friendlier Congress to work with.
So how's that? So what do you think Trump's going to do to people voting Republican?
I think people that are going to vote are not going to vote for Trump, and they're not going to vote for that senator that's below him or the congressman that are below him.
Sometimes that happens.
That's the big fear they have right now. So if Bernie Sanders get in, he could have a friendly senator, a group of senators, and a more friendlier group of congressmen.
Yeah, one thing that the polls have shown is that Sanders does better against Trump than Clinton does.
Right.
And I would, and I made this prediction a long time ago, is that I don't think Clinton can beat any Republican except possibly Trump. And I don't know. I'm not claiming that Clinton can beat Trump. Probably would.
The last few polls I looked at, Trump not only beats Trump, but he beats him by 20 points.
Sanders beats Trump by 20 points, is what you said?
By 20 points, yes. Yep. It's huge. Yeah. It's double digits in the 20s.
I'll tell you why I like to see the Bernie machine going like it is, and believe me, I agree with you completely, Mark, on foreign policy and not killing other human beings.
That's important to me. That's where I vote.
And I understand that, and I respect that. It's on taking a admittedly socialist country and making it way, way, way more invasive on my personal life, that I could never vote for him in a presidential campaign.
Well, I'm only going to vote for the candidate that mirrors my values. So I'm probably never going to be able to vote for Sanders because in the primary, I'm an elected Republican, so I can't take a Democratic ballot in the state of New Hampshire. It's impossible for me to do it without giving up on my office, and I'm certainly not going to do that. In the general, I'm going to be looking at likely a pretty good libertarian. I've looked at the list, and if it's Gary Johnson, I'm certainly going to vote for them. So I'll probably end up voting for the libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
But I also look at these polls, and the polls do show that Sanders is a better performer against Trump. But what do you think, Gary? Do you think he's going to be able to pull it off? It doesn't look like it. It's he's got to come from behind, right?
Well, he picked up a couple of big states today, and he's probably going to pick a point.
Big geographically, I don't think Alaska counts as a big state, other than it is the biggest state.
But keep in mind, the superdelegates, that's not locked in. And
nope,
back to 2008, Hillary Clinton had all the superdelegates, but as Obama started doing the big roll through the country, those superdelegates changed their minds because they voted the way their state went.
But Obama was farther ahead at this point in the election than Sanders is. Even if it ends up close, it seems like the superdelegates, they could go either way, and they're already kind of on board with Clinton.
And so were the superdelegates for Hillary back in 2008. And
thanks
they
for
backed
the call.
Off and went with Obama.
855-453, Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's the ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. and then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live Weekend Edition. You can give us a call and talk about, well, anything that's on your mind. We have been talking about this presidential, election thing going on here. The primaries are heating up. They're about as hot as they could possibly get. And it's, it's kind of interesting. A guy called in last segment. He was talking about who could beat whom. And this is something that just doesn't seem to matter to the average voter,
right?
Because they just vote for whoever they want.
Yeah, so as we look at Real Clear Politics, and that's a great site for just mashing up a whole bunch of different possibilities. Real Clear Politics, over the last, we're going to say, 6 or 7 polls that they've looked at, Trump versus Clinton, Clinton wins by 11.2 points. That's pretty substantial. Cruz versus Clinton. Clinton wins by 2.9 points. Maybe Cruz wins by 3. It's very tight on a Cruz versus Clinton. If we look at Kasich,
I would like to point out with Clinton, there are a lot of bones buried out back. Nobody has the... It's not coming out in this primary. No, Sanders isn't fighting that way. Oh. He's not saying, look, this lady's got scandal after scandal after scandal. I mean, the first word out of my mouth if I was running in the primary against Hillary Clinton would be FBI investigation every time like it came out of my mouth. He's not hitting those points. That's not the kind of candidate he is. And I suppose that may speak highly of him to some people, but I think that it really is harming him against Clinton.
I think when you talk Clinton and skeletons, with Clinton, you can talk real skeletons. I mean, like dead bodies. There's a list of people that she worked with at the Rose Law Firm, people that were in the Clinton White House. Does anybody remember Vince Foster?
I know the name, but
many people
he got killed in a park or something, right?
Yeah. I think he after he shot himself in the back of the head with a pistol, he rolled himself up into a rug and dumped himself in a park. And it was a suicide.
There's a lot of people that are very skeptical of all these people that have died around the Clintons. And
they continue
Whitewater and all this other stuff.
Yeah. So there are a lot of things there to look at. But I just don't understand how on the Democrat side that she still has. I mean, that's the establishment, but it is what
but
it is.
But Sanders performs much better against the Republican candidates.
Well, this is striking, I thought. So if we go Kasich versus Clinton, Kasich by 6.5 points.
Kasich can beat Clinton.
Yep. And then if we look at Trump versus Sanders, you would think this is going to be closer. This is going to be Trump. Sanders by 17.5%. Sanders by 14, by 24. It's like landslides for the numbers.
Really weird.
Yeah.
Because the candidates that are most likely to win in the general are the least likely to win in the primaries. And that shows how fractured America has gotten.
Yep.
You see, what the Republican Party should do is go to a brokered convention, take Gary Johnson, the former Republican, then now Libertarian, then Republican again, candidate, put him up and watch him defeat whoever the Democrats put up.
Right.
But they're never going to do this. What makes the most sense can't happen anymore. The political system is so broken. America is so angry that they cannot see past their faces.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that scenario up because Reason's done a piece on that, and I think the New York Times had a piece basically saying why Gary Johnson, as the result of a broker convention, as a true small government Republican, would be the most palatable to the followers of Donald Trump and a Ted Cruz. This is what Gary Johnson's ideal is, what the Trump backers want. They just think they're going to get
choices.
They think they're going to get it for Trump.
Trump's a tough talker, and that's for sure. Let's go to the phones here. I've got Dustin calling in on Skype. Dustin, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Dustin, can you hear me now? Yeah, must be a problem with the audio there. Dustin, it looks like you might have your microphone muted, so see if you can handle that. Also, when you call in on Skype, there's a little chat box underneath, and we often ask for the topic you're going to call on, and you can just type it in there. So that's taken directly in our studio, so I know that at the very least that that's supposed to be coming. That audio should be good on our side. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Dustin has figured out the chat box and the audio. Are you there, Dustin? Apparently not.
We got half of it. We got chat. Chat doesn't make for compelling radio, though.
No, that's not going to go. So, yeah, let's go to the phones and to the fun. Earl calling in from Seneca Falls. Earl, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. For one, the Greens are on every ballot in the United States.
On all 50 states, even Oklahoma?
Yep, even Oklahoma.
Wow, I'm skeptical, but I'll take your word. Let's operate as though the word you're saying is true. I hold no ill will towards the Greens.
Yes. Also, what is the definition between a naturalized citizen and a native-born citizen? I always wondered.
Well, naturalized means that you've...
I understand that Senator Cruz was born in Canada.
Yep, that's true.
American mother, Hispanic father, but born in Canada.
Right. And I believe that a great deal of legal minds have gone over this, and that the best they can tell is that he's an American and eligible to run for the presidency. I mean, I wouldn't think he would waste any of his time and energy running if he didn't think that he had some legal leg to stand on.
Yeah. Also, I wish they'd get rid of the super PAC people.
Well, because this is the difficulty. Can you tell me how they would run the political system? Like, what is the... Can you give me an answer? As opposed to, like, get rid of super PACs, and I hear you. I don't like the way money is involved in politics either, but... It seems like you either have to, you know, free it up so anybody can spend any amount of money they want, or you have to make it so that nobody can spend a single penny.
Oh, very true. Very true about that last part. But, you know, it might just have to come down to subsidizing the parties.
People have suggested that. That the government give money to individual candidates that score a certain score a certain amount in polls or whatever, but then that kind of discounts the come from behind candidates, the ones that the libertarians and the greens aren't going to get much.
And they're not getting much today.
And
that would be,
most people can't name the Green Party nominee 4 years ago. I interviewed Jill Stein, and she is, an incredibly intelligent and articulate woman. I don't agree with her any more than I agree with Bernie Sanders.
Right.
But, I like her on foreign policy. There's people that you're impressed with when you stand before them, and I felt that way. Now, she's a diminutive woman. Maybe I shouldn't feel, impressed, but I really did. She's like 5'3" or 5'4", but she's intense like you wouldn't believe. And I'm to me, she's as presidential as any of these people that were running the last go-round.
And what kills me is it's just the American people that lose out the way ballot access is set up, because there are great people, or at least voices that they're just not going to hear. The mainstream media is locked down, so you're not going to hear anything about Jill Stein's positions on anything through the news. You're not going to get a chance to see her debate.
You heard it on RT. It had to be Russia Today that would put a debate together for these. I mean, it's disgusting how the mainstream media just glosses over other options for president. People get in there, they vote, they're like, who the heck are these people on the ballot? They assume they're like the guy with the rubber boot on his head, Vermin Supreme.
Right.
They have no idea.
Yet we have to look to Vladimir Putin to provide some semblance of ballot access, or at least access to candidates in our country. It's insanity.
Thanks for the call, Earl. Really appreciate it.
Take care, gentlemen.
Oops. He was going to say thank you. That's what he's going to say, I swear. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. It's the live weekend edition of Free Talk Live. You've got Mark
and Chris.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We're talking all about the big, I don't know, primary. What are we calling this? Primary season, the selection, the race. I don't know what to call it.
TV show pilot.
Right. It's beginning.
Can we call it that?
Yeah, it's beginning to look that way. And, somebody's going to be president. I don't know who it's going to be. I don't particularly like the folks that are being proffered out there, but somebody's going to be there.
A lot of people just believe that Obama is going to declare martial law and we will have Obama forever.
They said that with George Bush, too.
And they said that with Bill Clinton.
Did they? They may have said that with
Bill
Clinton. I wasn't as plugged in at the time. So let's go to Steve calling in from Chesapeake. Oh, real quick, I want to tell you how to get, before we go to the phones, how to get 500 business cards for just $10. It's Vistaprint.com. Now, not only can you just get them printed, but they've got a really great tool that helps you to make your own business cards. They've got amazing customer service. They guarantee you'll love the products every time, or they'll make it right. You can custom design your card to help you design the perfect product for your business, or your church or whatever hobbies you've got. I mean, business cards are useful for all kinds of things. Even calling cards if you're dating. I would think that if you're in the club that it would be nice to be able to hand your number to somebody. I don't know. Haven't done this in a long time. Maybe I'm out of the loop.
Here's my card.
855-450-3733. Tell you real quick about how to get 500 custom business cards for just $9.99. All you have to do is go to Vistaprint.com. You design your custom business cards and then enter our code, FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live, unless you hate the show, in which case it's FTL as in Faster Than Light. Either way, you get a 50% discount over the normal, regular site pricing. That's coupon code FTL at Vistaprint.com for 500 business cards for just $9.99. Going to Steve in Chesapeake. listen on WNIS. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark, Chris, thanks for taking my call. And, Mark, I have to say, Vistaprint has a whole lot of, cards that you can choose from as far
everything.
As the design that they have. Yeah, so it's wonderful.
Gold leaf.
So just one thing. raise print and everything, yeah.
What happened to Vellum? I remember when Vellum was the thing for business cards, and I don't see it anymore.
What about the fold-over ones and the ones with the torn edges?
Yeah. There's all kinds of shtick. Now it's those really thick ones where you like hit it in a thunk. It's like a piece of paneling for your house.
We have passed the golden age of business cards.
Steve, I'm sorry.
Yeah. The caller earlier had mentioned about the difference between native-born and naturalized, and there's been so much just complete crap about what the real truth is about what the Founding Fathers intended in Section 1, Article 1, as far as the requirements for somebody to be president. And so I've been trying to think, what's the easiest way to describe this? And so I use this analogy. There's the difference between a artificially flavored cookie and a naturally flavored cookie. Okay, they're both cookies. They may both taste like vanilla or chocolate or whatever flavor that they have, but only one of them is, the ones that the Founding Fathers said are good enough to be in the Oval Office. And you said, Ted Cruz, if there was a problem with this, he wouldn't be doing this. But let me tell you something. Both Ted Cruz and Rubio and Jindal were all very quiet while this was all going on when Obama was being harassed mercilessly by Hillary Clinton's operatives when it came to, she started the whole birther movement. Remember that?
Yeah.
And so the issue here is that when Ted Cruz was recently defending himself against Donald Trump, he was saying, my mother was an American, so what? I was, and he only, by the way, he only just recently in the last year went and, had his Canadian citizenship ended, by the way. Didn't know he was a Canadian, but anyway, the issue is that they all got in the race after they saw that Obama was able to get away with it, because the whole issue has been so obfuscated and thrown in so much, chum in the water for this and that. And but it's a very simple thing. A naturalized citizen is somebody who has become a citizen through legislation or an act of Congress. Somebody who is natural born is somebody who is born to two parents on U.S. soil.
Well, so I like
it's
to.
Very simple. They intended people have.
But John McCain wasn't born on U.S. soil.
We did own
Panama. Obama sat in the Senate and had a vote on whether John McCain was eligible to run for president, and Obama voted to say John McCain was eligible. The thing is that
he should have been eligible.
Say he should have been eligible because his father was in the military and he was born on a military base. Therefore, that's U.S. soil. But the thing is that his mother actually was sent to a hospital in the city and not on the bases where he was actually born. So technically, he would not have been.
I'm still stuck on the fact where you said Obama voted while he was in the Senate. And I wasn't aware that actually happened.
Yes, John McCain would be eligible or not, and Obama was a senator, and he did vote to say yes, let McCain run for president. So
here's where I'm going to say I miss Scalia a little bit, and how I like listening to Judge Andrew Napolitano and
Napolitano for SCOTUS.
Sweet. But both of them talk a lot about, going back to the ratifying conventions and going back to the early letters between these guys to try to figure out exactly what their intents were, as opposed to, the Constitution's the living document, whatever you want it to believe. But I Googled a little bit on this, and John Jay wrote to George Washington urging a, quote, strong check to the admission of foreigners into the administration of our national government, and to declare expressly that the commander-in-chief of the American Army shall not be given or nor devolve on any but a natural-born citizen. Justice Story later noted that the natural-born citizenship requirement, quote, cuts off all chances for ambitious foreigners who might otherwise be intrigued for the office.
But a foreigner, none of these, you can't claim that Cruz is a foreigner. He was born a U.S. citizen. You can't claim that McCain is a foreigner. He was born a U.S. citizen.
but he is a naturalized citizen. He has become a citizen by statute, by legislation, by an act of Congress, not by being born on U.S. soil.
But were they? The same people, oftentimes. So what about anchor babies? Are you saying that you would support the child of some illegal immigrants becoming the president of the United States simply because they were born on a particular piece of dirt?
Hey,
that's where the requirement for their parents to be U.S. citizens, even if the parents are naturalized.
I've met U.S. citizens. They're not that great. I mean, it's a nation of people that, you know, not that great. I'm sorry. I would like to be able to pick from a wider array of and clearly the American voting public feels the same way. They voted for a guy whose parents weren't both citizens in the form of Obama. They voted for McCain. They voted for Cruz. They keep voting for this.
Dual loyalty is what the founding fathers were concerned about, is that somebody who has ties to another country may do some things that were not in the benefit of the American.
Do you think that Ted Cruz is going to side with the Canadians over America?
I think Ted Cruz is going to do what's good for Ted Cruz no matter what.
Hear, hear. But so is every other American that's running.
I think you're right.
Thanks well, that's why they're politicians. You know,
indeed, that's true. It doesn't make the difference. I don't know. I guess to me this quibbling about this whole thing has never I get the legality of it. It's certainly a legal issue. That is part of the Constitution of the United States of America. And while you've got the rules to the game, you should follow the rules to the game. I point out that the federal government has no interest in the rules of the game when it says shall not be infringed as far as, you know, the right to keep and bear arms, the right to freedom of speech, the right to freedom of religion, the separation of church and state, you know, the right to redress of grievances. You have the right in the First Amendment of the United States Constitution to have your grievances redressed by the federal government. They don't do that anymore. They stopped doing that around the issue of abolition of slavery, and they never picked it back up.
They're too busy violating the rest of our rights to get around to that.
It's too big. When you look at is it the 17th Amendment that allocates the changed the allocation of the House of Representatives and stopped it at 434, 35 drunken sailors, whatever it is. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855 453 Free Talk Live. I don't think we're going to get a better president or a worse president because they might have been born in Canada or Panama or Kenya for that matter. 855-450-3733 Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.